Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Final segment. Final hour. Trevor Rush Hour Howard filling in for Joe Beamer today on News Radio 930 WBEN. Rasputin. Our previous caller, I think, was that Todd, I believe? Somebody. I think Todd said Rasputin could be the ultimate guilty pleasure song for me. Or I think he was just telling us some funny songs to look up. That is a great one. That's one that you put on in the club, and or if you're at someone's house and you're about to leave, you're enjoying yourself and each other. That's a great song to play to get the blood pumping a little bit. But we are talking about guilty pleasure music, and I'm with them. I think our previous caller, Todd, right before we went to the bottom of the hour news break, said we don't really know if guilty pleasure songs truly exist. It's just, I think it's people have different opinions, different flavors, different tastes that they like. There are some people that strictly listen to one thing. There are some others that listen to a lot of things, like myself. I've said it at nauseum. I have playlists that, you know, you could listen to Aerosmith that goes into Rage Against the Machine that goes into Bob Marley, which then will go into Toby Keith, which then might go into, I don't know, Run DMC, which can go into, literally anything else. I listen to a lot of that stuff. And, there's not really any limits on what I would listen to. I don't cast out, or I don't listen to someone because of their politics or something. I'm not like that. If I look beyond their political views, I look beyond their personal opinions, and I listen strictly for the music only. And I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. Same if I'm watching a TV show and somebody votes this way, or somebody believes in this, or somebody did this. If they put out a good product, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to listen to it. Our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board was kind of going off during the bottom of the hour news break here. Someone said Pink Pony Club is a guilty pleasure. You won't catch me listening to Pink Pony Club. I think that song is the most repetitive song. So bleeping, blapping, annoying. Holy smokes. I mean, I just went on a... I was just cheerleading for Rasputin, and that's very repetitive. But this one, no, not my cup of tea. And I'm not just saying that. I'm not putting on my mask. I don't listen to this in my car. And even if I did, you wouldn't know. Because if a tree falls down in the middle of the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it actually make a sound? I do not listen to Pink Pony Club. No. If I'm listening to a Chapel Roan song, Pink Pony Club is at the way bottom. I would probably go with H-O-T-T-O-G-O if I would listen to one. Hot to Go is probably one just because it's got a good beat. It's a little bit catchy. You get to spell in the song too. So it's that one's a little bit fun. There's a whole dance to it too. But Pink Pony Club, dude, I just can't do it. I can't do it. And don't get New York Mets fans started on Pink Pony Club either. Ever since they had Chapel Roan Night last year, they were the best team in baseball, I think, in the National League. And then they had Chapel Roan Night and were playing Pink Pony Club and missed the postseason completely. So you better watch. If you're singing Pink Pony Club, you better watch who you sing that to. There might be some listeners that are listening from Queens, New York, that are diehard New York Met fans that have a lot of bad memories listening to that song. Somebody said on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I've never been able to make sense of the hatred for Nickelback. It seems irrational. I think so too. I like the group New Kids on the Block as a kid. I mean, yeah, they got some good songs too. The Nickelback one just seems forced. It really does. I mean, show me a difference between Nickelback and anybody or any of the other early 2000s rock bands. I mean, you had some really, really good early 2000 rock bands. Like Three Doors Down was it's probably up there with one of the greatest early 2000s rock bands of all time. And one of the reasons I'm playing the 11-Day Power Play this year is in honor of Brad Arnold, the late singer of Three Doors Down. Yeah, he unfortunately died in February. I think he was battling, I don't remember what type of cancer it was off the top of my head, but I know he was battling that. So I'm playing that for him. He had some great songs, like Here Without You is a great song. When I'm Gone is a phenomenal song. Kryptonite is a banger. I think that was the first ever karaoke song I ever did was Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Nickelback, show me a difference between like Nickelback and Puddle of Mud or any of these other early 2000s rock bands that people love. Yeah, hating on Nickelback is like wearing a Yankees hat. It's just like the cool thing to do. I don't watch baseball, but I own a Yankees hat or I own a Dodgers hat or something like that. I never understood for that. But yeah, New Kids on the Block, they got some good ones. I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to them religiously. But yeah, if one of their songs comes on and I'm bumping my head to it, I'm not going to switch it. Someone said Carly Pierce is a good female artist. I'm unfamiliar. Unfamiliar, unfortunately. Man. Raunchy artists like Wheeler Walker Jr. Yeah, I don't know. Do we want to get into that? Look him up on your own time. I'm not playing any of his songs on the air. Or Larry Pierce. Yeah, same thing. I mean, if you listen to that stuff, I wouldn't judge, but I would laugh if I heard a Wheeler Walker Jr. song playing out of your car when I'm walking out of one of the bars in downtown Buffalo. Same with Larry Pierce. Vile, crude, weird lyrics. But I don't know. If you want to listen to that stuff, there's a lot of people that do listen to Weird Al, like the texter said, too. Unironically, though, I don't know. I wouldn't listen to a Weird Al song unironically, I don't think. That is a good question, though. There are a lot of weird bands like that sing either parody or they just sing funny lyrics intentionally just to get laughs out of their audience. Bowling for Soup is like that. If you ever hear the band that sings 1985, High School Never Ends, that band, they have some other underground songs that are just made for, I mean, I think it's just made for comedic purposes only. They still make music, I think Bowling for Soup does. And yeah, they do covers of Miley Cyrus. Like, I don't know if any of that is real or if it's satire. Whatever they're doing, it's working because that lead singer, yeah, he has a very unique voice. And yeah, he has a great song. If you ever listen to Bowling for Soup, come back to Texas. That is a great song. One of my earliest memories. I think it's the same texter here talking about listening to, I want to say, vile artists, maybe comedic stuff that's not meant for air. They mentioned a band called Steel Panther. I have heard of them. Funny stuff. But if you listen to them unironically, I'm not going to judge because, I mean, I would actually have more respect for you if you're listening to a Steel Panther song in public than maybe Pink Pony Club. Yeah. I can't get behind that. And I don't understand, this is kind of, you know, going adjacent to the guilty pleasure music topics, how about cult fan bases in music? Anyone ever notice an artist or a band cult following? Like, if you mentioned, I don't listen to Taylor Swift, you will get fans that just go off on you. How can you not listen to this person? Blah, blah, blah. She's the greatest, greatest, greatest. You know, I've seen videos on social media. Taylor Swift would do this thing on one of her previous tours where she would pick a surprise song that she never really plays at her concerts and stuff. And, like, we would get the reaction videos of the fans in the stadium watching Taylor Swift. And they would, I don't know if her surprise song would always come on at the same time of every single concert, but I think the fan base had a good idea when it was coming. And they would literally get the POV reactions, like their facial reactions to a surprise song. And you see these, I don't know, these men and women that go to these Taylor Swift concerts, like literally in tears sobbing because they hear a song that they like. And I'm like, that is, I'm not going to judge, but that's insane behavior. If I'm at a sporting event, the only time I'm crying is probably if my team wins or loses a huge game. Probably more so on the winning side of things. But when I see like videos in, maybe you it was your lifelong dream to see Taylor Swift in concert. She came out for the first time. You got a little bit emotional, but full on sobbing to the point where you need a whole box of tissues. Like, I don't understand that. There are a lot of bands out there, a lot of artists that do have a cult following. And I don't know if anyone else has picked up on that. I mean, Sabrina Carpenter's got a big fan base. Anyone that sees her, Olivia Rodrigo, like a lot of these Disney stars that grow up on the Disney Channel and they grow up and they have their own lyrics, they have their own songs, and they have this whole following. But yeah, that's another thing. Guilty pleasure is one thing, but when you have like a cult following where they are the end all be all, and that is what they, that is when they wake up in the morning, they pray to Taylor Swift. Like that's weird. I feel like depending on who you talk to, I don't know, maybe is Led Zeppelin, could that be in there? Elvis Presley, maybe. Don't get me wrong, like Elvis has some great songs, but I don't worship the guy. He's got some good ones, but I mean, I wouldn't tell you that he's the end all be all greatest to ever live. Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Tech Sports said Dave Matthews Band. They do have an insane following. I mean, their fans travel everywhere. Dave Matthews, The Grateful Dead is the same way. Just like our texter said. What about Green Day? Green Day might be labeled as a guilty pleasure, depending on who you're talking to, with older people specifically. Because, I mean, if you were growing up in the early 2000s like me, it was almost kind of the cool thing was to listen to Green Day or any of those songs. But if you're on the older side, maybe Green Day is labeled as a guilty pleasure band or artist, but they also have that cult following to them too, where, I mean, everyone's dressing up in the black on black attire. They rocking the makeup, what do you call it? Like the guy liner for men. They like to wear it on the eyes. They dress full on goth. I don't know. They kind of reminds me of like My Chemical Romance a little bit too. So you have that. But yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there too. There are some bands and there are some artists that have this crazy cult following where I'm just like, what? Why? I think the Beatles were generational. They were one of a kind band. So if there is an exception to a cult following and there's like on the verge, I don't want to say worshiping, but on the verge of you guys are one of the best of all time, I think the Beatles are the exception to that. But other than that, there's a lot of that. But who are your guilty pleasures? What is there a song that you listen to in the car? And then as soon as someone opens up that side door, you turn it off and switch it to something else. And is there a guilty pleasure song that maybe you would defend in a debate? You're in a group, you're with a group of friends, and they're all just trashing the artist, they're trashing the band that you like, and you have to defend that one song. What song is that? Feel free to call in 803-0930-star 930, 1-800-616-9930. WBEN. I'm getting a lot of suggestions here from a lot of fans, a lot of WBEN listeners to listen to some just satire music here. I mean, somebody mentioned, Wheeler Walker Jr. Man, look that up on your own time. And don't be surprised when your jaw hits the floor of some of the stuff that you hear in those songs. Larry Pierce is the same way. The texter is right. Brad Arnold, I believe, died from prostate cancer, the lead singer of Three Doors Down. While I don't know anyone in my family right now that is battling cancer, thank God for that, by the way. I'm extremely blessed to say that. That's the guy who I'm playing for Brad Arnold. Bruce Springsteen does have a cult following. He does. The Boss. Isn't that what his nickname is? The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. He draws a big crowd. Yes, he has his own little fan base too. TFK, somebody said. Yeah, is there any other Guilty Pleasure song that you guys listen to? We're almost kind of running out of time here. And I see this all the time. Again, I went to middle school in the 2010s. I was in high school in the late 2010s. I was in college in the early 2020s. I have seen when someone pretends to like or pretends to hate on a song, but they secretly like it. They know every single word to the song because they listen to it over and over again. Is there a Guilty Pleasure song that gets everyone singing despite claiming that they dislike it? For me, yes, there is one. There is one song that I don't go out of my way to listen to. I actually don't really like the song to begin with, but it was a song that our college friend group, whenever we were out or maybe at somebody's place on a Friday or Saturday night, just enjoying ourselves, if this song came on, it doesn't matter if you like it, doesn't matter if you hate it, you have to learn the words to the song. And Love Story by Taylor Swift. That was always a big one that we always bumped our heads to. And I don't like it, but if that song is on and all my friends are singing it, I'll go out. I'll sing it. Don't worry about it. And is there any funny reaction that maybe you got listening to a Guilty Pleasure type of song, or maybe a song that maybe other people wouldn't like? I guess. Yeah. I'm getting affirmations here on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Bruce does have a cult following. Trust me, I've seen it. I don't know if it's at the level of Taylor Swift, but I know it's up there. I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I like. There's a lot of stuff that I really don't listen to. There's a lot of stuff I really just haven't gotten to. I've been on the early 2000s rock fix. So yeah, I've been listening to a lot of 3DD, Three Doors Down. I've been listening to a lot of like Puddle of Mud is always a good one to listen to as well. Nickelback, yeah, I mean, you can never really put Nickelback down. Finger 11 is up there too. Underrated band from, I believe they're from Hamilton, Ontario. But yeah, they got some great ones. I saw them in concert a couple years ago. It was Finger 11, Three Doors Down, and Creed. It was the, I don't even remember what they called it. It was like the 1999 tour or something like that. But I've been on the early 2000s rock kick. Linkin Park is in there too. They got some good ones. The Killers, obviously one of my favorite garage rock, early 2000s rock bands. Obviously throwing a Blink-182 song every now and then, even though they're more 90s than anything else. But yeah, you can add them to your playlist. Fuel, underrated band, by the way. If you ever heard the song Hemorrhage by Fuel, that is a fantastic song. And that is one that you could sing. If you are in the right crowd where everyone's listening to what is labeled as divorced dad rock, I don't really know why that's the case. But early 2000s rock bands, anyone that listens to them, like Linkin Park, White Stripes, The Killers, any of those, it's labeled as divorced dad rock. But if you're in a bar or if you're in a pub and you are with the right crowd and you could pick out the song Hemorrhage by Fuel, everyone's going to be singing it with you. That is a phenomenal song. Paralyzer is a go-to karaoke song of mine. I love that. Yeah, that's been the kick that I've been on lately. And just very much of the, not really a fan of the screamer rock. Never really been a fan of that. So, like, Slipknot really isn't my first choice. Slayer, never really my first choice ever. I can get down with metal. There are some people that say that Metallica isn't a metal band, but if I'm talking about metal, it's probably them. I don't like the hellfire death screaming music. I will say that. But I feel like I go in waves. I'll listen to country for a couple months. I'll switch over to 2000s rock. I'll get on my stupid boy band fix, and then I'll circle back to like 80s rock, 90s rock. Grunge is one of my favorites as well. I listen to it all, though. In my opinion, there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. Nothing. Not with me. If I'm listening to it in my car by myself, I will listen to it in front of you too. So there's that. And I will say the ultimate, if you want to label something that I listen to as a guilty pleasure, it's one of the best of all time. Yeah, it's O-Town. They seem underground because they really weren't given a fair shake by Lou Pearlman. You guys have to watch the show on MTV. They're all over YouTube. Go back and watch Making the Band on MTV. You will know everything about it. I can go on hours and hours and hours about O-Town and how they should have been a much bigger band than they were. Lou Pearlman. Talk about a snake in the music industry. He did those boys dirty. Their careers would have taken off. But we're talking about the whole Clive Davis thing. He unfortunately passes away at the age of 94. That kind of got me on the O-Town fix, which then got me on the guilty pleasure thing. Unfortunately, as of right now, though, we are out of time. So appreciate to everyone that called in, everyone that texted on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. That was a lot of fun today, guys. I'm a big music guy, so I love talking about it with you. Other topics as well, whenever I fill in for Joe Beamer 1-3. So big thanks to Joe. Big thanks to Lisa Polisi for giving me the opportunity to fill in today. Hopefully, I'll see you guys later tonight at Harbor Center. I'm playing 6 p.m., 9 p.m., Team WGR 550 taking on Western New York All-Stars. The Allen Davis Bowl versus Jim Fink. This is going to be one for the ages. We're obviously not playing for the score. We're playing for a much better cause. Get out there, donate to cancer awareness, and donate to Roswell Park. Donate to the 11-day power play. It's always a great time. But thank you guys for letting me host today. News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer will be back tomorrow, 1-3. That guy is running a marathon. He'll be back later tonight. But Tom Bowerly's got you coming up from 3-6 right here. News Radio 930 WBEN.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.